has called for an extensive performance review of the 2025 score examination performance at grade 12 and grade 7 levels in the province. Speaking when he officially opened the provincial examination performance review meeting in Chilanga, Mr. Kalusa says establishing factors that led to a downturn in results in 2025 will help in improving the outcome of future exams. In Lusaka province, the grade 12 examinations recorded a 69.62% pass rate, which was a decline from the 73.82% in the previous year, while the grade 7 performance also dropped from 76.74% in 2024 to 72.99% last year. The PS say there is a need to fully establish the reasons behind the downturn in examination results. Mr. Kalusa directed the Provincial Education Office to quickly come up with strategies that will improve performance. The Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has attributed government's positive achievements, such as the drop in the country's inflation rate, to the hard work of government officials that ensured efficient public service delivery. Speaking when he opened the second senior management meeting for permanent secretaries in Lusaka today, Mr. Kangwa, who also uploaded the permanent secretaries, said this achievement is a call to even work harder, citing that there is more to be done despite government's many achievements. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Kangwa further urged all permanent secretaries to take immediate action in reviewing and responding to presidential directives arising from the State of the Nation address by President Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Kangwa emphasized the importance of swift response to the directives to ensure that the government's vision is realized. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Iran's president says his country is not pursuing nuclear weapons and has no intention of doing so. Speaking ahead of talks today with the United States over Tehran's nuclear program, Masoud Pezeshkian said Iran's supreme leader banned nuclear arms in the early 2000s. This third round of talks in Geneva is being seen as a pivotal moment. The US has deployed vast amounts of firepower in the Middle East. Russia has launched more overnight drone attacks on Ukraine. President Zelensky said dozens of people have been injured in the strikes, which targeted critical infrastructure across three regions. A court in Greece has sentenced four people to 8 years in prison each over the illegal use of spyware that targeted the phones of dozens of politicians, journalists, business leaders and senior military officials. The four include a former Israeli soldier and the founder of the company that marketed the software called Predator.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 19 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 56 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 27 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 19 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Holders Paris Saint-Germain beat 10-man Monaco to advance to the last 16 of the Champions League. Monaco went ahead just before half-time when Mamadou Koulibaly threaded a ball through to Magnus Akliouche, who found the bottom corner of the net with a first-time finish which went in via the post. The away side could have taken the lead sooner when Akliouche played a great ball into the box, but Koulibaly's effort flew high over the bar. The game changed just before the hour mark when Koulibaly was sent off for a tackle on Ashraf Hakimi, while already on a yellow card he picked up just 3 minutes earlier. PSG leveled the tie almost immediately with Marquinhos slotting home from a Désiré Doué's low cross. Georgia winger Kvaratskhelia made sure the victory in the 66th minute when he fired in from close range after Hakimi's low strike had been parried into his path by Monaco goalkeeper Philip Kohn. Lusaka has had times of sun and clouds with the highs at 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly cloudy with the lows at 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Lusaka PS calls for 2025 exam performance audit and Secretary to the Cabinet hails civil servants' hard work. My name is Terence Makondo.
For friendships formed, laughs shared, nights that turned into stories. Now, it's time to say goodbye, the only way we know how. Saturday, February. February 28th, 2026, 29 on the Hill, presents The Last Dance.
Rock the house off.
Featuring Zambia's number one international DJ, Gesh Groove, Thrillmatic, Busy Wizzy, and OJ, bringing you the best of the 80s, 90s, noughties, and everything fresh. From 1 p.m. till midnight, free entry. The same great food, unmatched vibes, old friends, new faces. One final night together. Let's sign off a legend in style. The Last Dance, 29 on the Hill, Saturday, February 28th.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
Different flavors. Fruity Original. Fruity Guava. Fruity Mango. Fruity Pineapple. Fruity Apple. And Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5 Rock FM.
In a frame where you and I had a feeling you can't capture in a photograph. 4th of July with fire in our eyes. Every time that I walk by, you know it takes me back. And I want you, and I need you the same way that I always did. If I could go back in time, you know I'd go back and find you. Barefoot in the dark until the morning came. Spent every night counting stars and fireflies. Can't forget the way the light reflected on your face. And I want you.
If I could go back in time, honey, you